You're listening to Popular Science Radio with Alan Taylor. It's your turn to join in on the conversation. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Welcome back. It is Popular Science Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is brought to you in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes a Subaru. We really enjoy that sponsorship from a company that has the word love in their slogan. I mean, how often do you hear that from a car company? Dr. Wendy James, PhD, founder, president and founder of Life Consultants, Inc. And also, Dr. Wendy is an author of a new book called The Princess Chronicles, A Bedside Companion, and one that she also authored, The Gap, which is a book about executive women and balancing life, which is very interesting. We all need balance, of course, in our lives. And you heard me talk a little bit about my son who had been bullied a little bit recently. And I opted to have him and his friends come to my house. And my older son, but I have four children. So it was the 14-year-old and the 17-year-old, two boys, and their 14, 15, 16-year-old friends. And I thought, you know what, it's time for these boys to realize that it's time to go from boys to men, because at some point somebody's got to tell them, all right, enough bullying and playing and calling names and explain what happens and why you don't want to call names, because words hurt, you know. And I know the sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But boy, they do. And more and more, I mean, So recently, Dr. Wendy evidently did a study. Bullying affects mental health for years to come. And so welcome to the show, Dr. Wendy.
Thank you, Alan Taylor, for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Let me indicate that the study, the research was Boston Children's Hospital.
Okay, good.
And they are one of the few that did a longitudinal study on bullying and mental health over a five-year period.
Ah, okay, now I'm looking a little further down. Researchers from Boston Children's Hospital and elsewhere followed nearly 4,300 children for over a five-year period from fifth grade to the 10th grade, and that's exactly where my kids are, by the way. Exactly, right there. Actually, 11th grade, but that's all good. So let's talk about this. First of all, you know, bullying as a kid, I mean, we don't like seeing it as parents. Even if you're not a parent, you don't like seeing bullying anywhere. But the reality is, and as I talked on the last segment with Hatane Patel, who was an artist who built that giant sculpture of one of those Transformer things, my first thought was, well, maybe he was bullied and he wanted to have a big monster in his backyard, you know, as an adult now. He was 30, 31 years old, I think. But it really does have long-lasting effects, does it not?
Absolutely, it does. And almost all of us have been bullied at one time. Yet what happens, one incident is okay, but over time, when it's constant, it becomes an issue. So I'm a psychologist, I'm also a former high school teacher for and so bullying is serious in the schools as well as at home, but we see a lot of it happening. And it's based on children's social life of rejection by their peers,
right,
group recognition, friends, and what happens is bullying is aggressive and constant, and it can affect their mental health and academically over time if it becomes persistent. And this study at Boston Children's Hospital looked over a five-year period. Now, the concern about this is a definition of bullying and how severe it is.
So what is the definition?
There isn't a clear definition
right.
of bullying. Every study psychologically in the surveys approach bullying differently. Is it verbal? Is it pushing? Does it become violent? If it becomes violent, we know it's a problem.
Well, it can be a look.
Intervene.
It can be a look, a mean look.
It can be a look. And you mentioned about having sons and working with young girls. Young girls bully differently. You're not involved in my clique. I won't talk to you. You're neglected from the group. There's different aspects of bullying. So the definition of bullying is different in different studies of how they define bullying. And that's the first thing we need to look at. And the limitation of the study is because of the definition. And also, there is a limit in cause and effect. So does bullying cause mental health and academically a problem? It is leading that there is a link to them, but there's not a cause and effect.
Mm. You know, it so much of it starts at home, too. If you don't have a happy home life, then automatically it spins you into a state of confusion. You go out into the world and somebody bullies you, and the next thing you know, you're dealing with kind of animal instinct, the fight or flight instinct. And some people fight, some people run, you know. And I notice even this morning we have a little Maltipoo. My wife has this cute little white dog that I'd like to kill. But anyway, it was chasing me this morning. And it knows. And so I thought, well, I'm going to wake the kids up. I'll run from it. And when I run from it, it barks louder, right? And that was my...
Flight, a psychological term that's utilized today. And I think you made an important point about your children. One of your children may be real big and is intimidating that way. Another one intellectually uses their intellect to intimidate somebody.
Right,
so there's
right.
different ways to intimidate other people, but it's learning those skills and understanding other children and how to get along that's so important.
Let's talk about your new book, The Princess Chronicles, A Bedside Companion. What's the story here? What is this book?
The story is on relationships and emotions, sex, love, and fear of women, regardless of their age. And what I did, the stories are allusions to common fairy tales in our childhood as women, and this is looking at women for their dreams and passions and how we want to be happily ever after, but we want to have everything too. We want to have the marriage and children and career, and we can do it all. And so as Freud used Greek tragedies, I tried to use themes of fairy tales as a basic psychological behavior. And some women, their blood boils when they read it, because the feminists, and some go, yes, that really is true. So in our relationships, we learn different things to be accepted and want to have marriage, children, and women also have advantage of being able to have any career they want.
Now,
so often we think we don't want that family home.
Were you bullied as a kid?
Yes.
Everybody. It seems like everybody. Nobody escapes being bullied, isn't it? It's just bizarre.
And guess what? You all have your story, and you remember it.
Yeah.
I remember the story.
I know. You know, it's funny. My little brother, who is now 6'5", 270, I always used to tell my parents, nah, he's Snoopy and the Red Baron. There is no Red Baron. You only see Snoopy running all the time. But evidently, maybe he was bullied. I don't know. We're going to take a little break, come back and talk about what can you do about bullying. This is Popular Science Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be right back. Popular Science Radio with Alan Taylor is presented by Bridgestone. And Bridgestone is passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most.